If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good Times and Tan Lines by Zach Top. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day. Question for you guys is, what year do you think that song is from?
Well, I want to go back in time, but I would have, the name, if you'd have
Zach said, Top is his name.
If you'd have said something like that's Joe Diffie or something like that, then I could have tied it in.
Joe Diffie.
I don't know this guy. So I'm going to say that, I'm going to go back and push back and say it's not that old, and it's like 2022.
Yeah.
From this year. That is this from year. This, that sound is from 2025.
Huh.
Zach nice. Top's bringing back old school country sound. That's a little bit there.
I liked old school country sound. That sounded like county fair music to me, like something you'd hear like at the county fair, the band would be. So kind of liked it, had a little bounce to it. I kept thinking a couple times, I'm going, oh, I think I've heard this. Then I go back, I go, I haven't heard this. Mm-hmm. I 100% had not heard it. It sounded very old school. I was expecting to be, like I said, like a Joe Diffie or something of that era.
Joe Diffie.
Yeah, and so I liked it. It was a solid song. 7-8. 7-8.
Katrinka liked it.
Did she? Yeah, it's kind of fun.
This is a song from this year. This is big for this group here.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah.
This is new.
We're way out of our comfort zone here.
I think this song was released, I believe, like in July. Like, it's a month old, I'm pretty sure. That song.
Yeah. And Zach Top. I've never heard of it.
Yep. Z-A-C-H-T-O-P. Zach Top.
What do you got for us, Steve?
I saw you toe-tapping.
No.
Yeah, I did.
I don't think I was.
You were friendly to the song.
You were. Your face was pleasant there.
Yeah. It's quality. I guess that's what you got to go on, right? It's not my cup of tea at all. I mean, not even probably close, but it was a quality song.
Would Zach Top open for Seether?
No.
Okay.
So this is not Seether.
You know, I'm going to go to Steve Earle at the
Admiral. You're going?
Yeah, I'm going on next Thursday.
Nice. Copperhead Road. Guitar
Town. Now, that's real. That's real. Yeah. I could get to a 5.1 on this. 5.1.
I think Rudy's going to like a little bit more.
Agreed.
6.9.
7.1.
Solid.
But not his best,
So Zach
not
Top.
His best. Hold it. Not his best. So you know this guy, Rudy.
He's got a couple songs.
Okay. Rudy Texas.
We don't need
songs.
To play though.
I'm not going
to
play them right now. We can give you the names of them. Zach.
We've never done that ever. We've never said he's got other songs and played those right afterwards.
He's got a song called "I Never Lie," "South of Sanity," "Use Me." Sounds Like the Radio is a popular one by him. Sounds Like the Radio, but that's Zach Top, new
I'm gonna
country
listen to
man.
Some of this.
Make I get,
some
what, I get your deal on this. Like he sounds like Better Times.
Yes.
But in Better Times, he just would have been a guy. Like just. Not, you know, it'd have been like a 5.
Yeah, but no one's making that sound right now. That's a sound that brings you back to Better Times.
It does bring you back. It took me back because right away I did not.
Yeah.
I did think I go.
Oh, I would have thought 1981.
Yeah. That is early 80s.
That little Dwight Yoakam sound.
That's early 80s music right there.
I'm going to push back on Yoakam.
He's got a little Dwight. That's the comparison. I didn't make that. That's out there. It's comparison.
So you think this is more Bakersfield country?
I think so. Bill.
Okay, more Bakersfield country. Okay.
You're Yoakam. I don't hear Yoakam.
I hear some Yoakam there.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not being difficult. I'm just saying I don't.
Let's get some ratings before we get the Bills thrills.
He's getting mad at
Houston, 6-2. Guilt Nerd, 7. Triple H's dad, 6. Eric and Hickman, 6. White Sharpie, easy, 8 on that one.
Oh, wow.
White
Sharpie. That's new. It was in yesterday also.
Yeah, it's true. Wink gives it a 7.
Martindale.
Might be Wink Martindale.
Yes.
Vernon Dakin, 3.1. Ryan in California, 9.4. Lyle in Omaha, 5.
Hook Levis,
Bird.
2. Down on it.
2 from Bird.
What if it, stop thinking about this. What if it was Wink Martindale, the defensive coordinator from Michigan, that's listening to our show every day?
Hey, how's it going,
Wink? That made me so happy.
We'll see you in September, Wink.
If he stopped by the show, when do you start asking the other coaches to stop by the show when they come to town?
We could.
Yes. Just give us 20 minutes. That's all we need. Come on. Gavin Pender, 7.8.
Gavin.
Pops in Minnesota, 6. Taters says never heard before, 3.5. Not Better Times. And then Marcus says good times equals better times, 9.6. So back-to-back different responses there.
Hold on, David, with some commentary. Right, Sanderson. Ooh, I like this.
Oh, Renew? Which David?
No, Dave. I'm sorry. David Sanderson. Okay. No, his fake little twang didn't fool me. It's definitely new. It is a fake little twang.
It was kind of was. I kind of, I'm going like,
Stan
and Bennett, 8.2. Big Bird in Columbus, 7.2. Let's see. Scotty Skur, 4.2. Pete in Chattanooga. Why would he be listening to the show? 7.
Jake loves that. Every time.
Every time. Have to. YouTube, Albert, 6. Nebraska, Noel, Bolt. 7. Liked it. I don't see. Is Bolt on here?
Good scores today.
I don't see Bolt today. Yeah. Where are you at, Bolt? Troy, 7-1. Chris, 2.7. East Lincoln West, 8.
Jeez.
Plainsman and Grant, 7. Yeah. Song of the day.
Good scores.
Good scores.
Good yeah. times and tans.
It was, like I said, it's all right.
I took a shot.
A ditty. Yeah. And Jake tried to, you know what he did? Tried to pull a fast one. He tried to pull one on us. He guys goes, thought it was from the 80s.
I said, what year is that from,
yeah,
Bill?
Yeah, he couldn't wait to bring it
I
out.
Know. I tried.
Very interesting.
I tried.
Very interesting.
Song of the day is Good Times and Tan Lines by Zach Top. It is time for a Tuesday edition, Bugaboo Tuesday. On Bill's Thrills. Oh. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
If you need remodels, kitchen, bath, or whole house remodels, there's one person to call. That's Randy at Dinert Contracting. Call him or text him at 402-417-5204.
Your first thought will be that Randy's too busy because of all the storms and there's been a lot of damage and he won't get back to you. He will get back to you promptly. If you get a hold of him today, if you text him today, text or call, he will return that today. And so there's a lot of projects out there that came up just spur of the moment. Just, wow, what do we do? Our deck just got wrecked. This just happened. Or we had, there's a ton of trees that went through windows and things of that nature.
Yeah.
He does it all.
That happened.
He does it all.
That's my neighbor.
That's what Randy does. So proud of that. I thought I'd go back in time.
You're kidding me.
I thought I'd go back in time for Bill's Thrills today and see if this resonated at all. And so if the Breakers could please go back in time, I would appreciate it. Battle of the Stars, it's like from Mars. Battle of the Stars, it's like it's from Mars. The missing competitive spirit of Battle of the Network Stars. Couldn't miss it. Must see
it
TV.
Unbelievable.
It was must see TV. Farrah Fawcett, Lee Majors, everyone from Happy Days, Three's Company, Love Boat.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Obstacle course, tug of war. It was NBC, CBS, ABC, that's it. Everyone knew. Jake, can you imagine right now, does anyone have any idea even what network someone's on? You knew everyone was what they were on. Happy Days, they were ABC. They were in ABC. I remember it clear as day. I knew what Team Fonzie was on. I knew exactly what was going on. This would be Jake, this was prime time. And they'd all be like in gym shorts. They'd be in gym shorts and t-shirts. And they'd run the 100 meters. They'd have relay races, obstacle course. The tug of war was epic at the end. Mm-hmm. It was, Jake, when this thing came on, you didn't miss it. It was talked about that day, well leading up to it. And the next day, you talk about, did you watch it? Oh, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was incredible to see.
Obstacle courses.
Climb over a wall. Remember, under the rope. You had to go down low, that all and stuff.
It's hard.
Jake, it was a national show that millions and millions of people watched. And it was a battle, and everyone showed up. So the president of CBS, the president of NBC, they were all there. There was no Fox at this time. It was a three-man show. That was it. It was the three times. That was there. It was better times. So simple.
I love this. You could do this all day.
And it would go on forever. And it was like, it lasted maybe what, five, six years?
Yeah.
Something like that. Then all of a sudden there's more things going on. I mean, right now, who would it be? Netflix against
Marty Bird.
I don't even know who you'd have. Who would be against who?
I don't know.
Imagine Battle of the What Stars.
What I don't know. You know what it would be?
Netflix versus Peacock.
Yeah. Exactly. Peacock. Let's go. Let's go. ESPN2. You guys got Fox FS1. I mean, what is that?
Not the same.
What would
it's
that
not
be?
Right.
I mean, I don't see all of a sudden. You know, I don't see like you know Urban and those guys going against. In some, imagine those guys running obstacle course against game day.
It ain't happening.
Yeah, ain't happening.
No.
This happened, Jake. It was live TV, and it was the most remarkable thing.
Prime time.
Prime time, and it changed lives.
It did.
It changed
so
me.
So what station was it on then?
It rotated, okay. I'm sure. We rotated.
You got to give all the equal
network
love
TV.
Here.
Yeah, network TV. It rotated, I'm sure. But it was, like I said, and it was announced way out. And also, it'd be the lead story on TV Guide. When you got your TV Guide for the week, it'd be the lead story on
I'm
TV
surprised
Guide.
They made those stars do that, but
yeah,
probably paid them. And then the athlete, the NFL did it too, or athletes. They had one. Okay, do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, they wouldn't, but they didn't cross over.
No, they didn't cross over.
No, there was a huge one for NFL players and other athletes that would do it also.
They would do it for that. And that was, again, same thing. Like, you couldn't miss it.
All of a sudden, it'd be like, well we're going to run a 100-yard dash. Who is it? Well, it's Lynn Swan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whoever, you name it off.
OJ.
OJ, the juice.
I mean, or someone like that. Yeah. Like a big star of that, Jack Ham. You know, I mean, wow. So they're gonna go over the obstacle course. They're going to go through the ropes. They're gonna try to,
Jake, you couldn't wait to
jump
see
that water. Like, yeah, it's freaky.
Well, Farrah Fawcett.
I'm sorry, Jake. He just didn't.
I never saw that.
He's
what would this be, Steve?
Better times.
Better times. Anything from the text line?
What was the approximate years of this? I guess
late 70s. I'm going to say because this would be Farrah Fawcett.
Mid
was
to
always
late.
There. Yeah, and next to the
mid to late
70s.
Yeah, we got some response here. The Hammer says Scott Baio dominated Battle of the Network Stars.
Baio was athletic.
Very athletic. Yes, he was
100%.
Fit. His fitness level was incredible.
Sanderson says, wow, Coach, Battle of Network Stars was unmissable. You just had to watch it. You had to watch.
You didn't miss it. And the next day, you talked about it at school. You came in like, can you believe the obstacle course yesterday? Can you believe that happened? Baio.
Sandy from Beaver Crossing says Mr. Cotter was really fast. Always won the 100-yard dash. Better times. Mr. Cotter.
Cotter.
Think about this one. A guy from a TV show you never missed. Welcome back, Cotter's running the 100. I want you to stop.
I don't remember.
And he always
fast.
Won.
Yeah.
And he
Mr. Always won. Cotter was fast.
Imagine that one.
He always won the dash. Let's see.
Jake, do you know who Vinny Barbarino is?
I do not, Bill.
It's John Travolta.
It's Travolta.
Yeah. Welcome back, Cotter.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Yeah, that's who it was.
What a show.
What a show. The whole show was shot in one room.
Classroom.
One classroom. The whole show. I don't think they left the classroom. They shot the entire show in one classroom.
Oh. We have some more response. Heather Thomas from Fall Guy dominated. That's from unnamed texture there.
Yes, Heather Thomas.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert Conrad was a stud. That was
Robert Conrad. Keep naming him.
That was that.
Keep coming, breakers. Keep bringing in this
what
magic.
You have for me here?
Who was the Million Dollar Man? Wasn't he?
That
in
was
there?
Lee Majors.
Oh, that's Lee Majors.
Yeah, he was in there. A Million Dollar Man was in there.
He was in there.
Yeah, Wonder Woman was in it.
She's
100%. What was her name? Lindsay Wagner.
I don't know.
Is that right? I may have made that name up.
Doug says, short shorts, better times.
Oh, no, they were, short.
Yeah,
they
was
were
oddly
short,
short.
Oddly short, and they were cotton.
Yeah.
Cotton. Everything, everybody wore was cotton.
I don't know that.
It was cotton, trust
Sean
me.
Sean says, this was epic. I remember Gabe Kaplan was talking smack at all.
Gabe Kaplan. That's Mr. Cotter,
that's
right?
Mr. Cotter.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Cotter. He knew he was fast.
Yeah.
Sean in Omaha says that Howard Cosell would host this.
Yeah. No, right? Think about this. It was Cosell who was hosting.
Cosell.
Howard Cosell.
100% Cosell. God, this hurts me almost.
Could go on forever. Oh.
Linda Carter was the Wonder Woman.
Linda Carter.
Linda Carter.
Yes.
This Linda hurts Carter. Me almost. They had Cosell doing it.
Imagine now. Who would you have?
Would be like McAfee.
What's that?
Would it be Pat
McAfee?
McAfee?
Probably McAfee would be on. Wouldn't be bad. Wouldn't say it'd be bad.
All right.
But this is everyone. So the people that you watch, Jake, everyone watched their shows. You didn't just go, okay, now what show were they on? It's like, no, that's the doctor from the Love Boat. And he's going to do the obstacle course.
Dang.
Yeah, the concept of that is incredible, crazy at the same time.
Do you know who's Catherine Bach, Dukes of Hazzard?
That's what Brad says. Yeah.
Yes, Dukes of Hazzard. Yes.
I'm seeing that Lindsay Wagner was the Bionic Woman.
Okay. Bionic Woman. There you go.
No, you're right. Okay, you're on the right track.
But all of a sudden, the Gopher, all of a sudden from Love Boat,
put themselves out there. They put themselves out there.
And there'd always be an injury too. Yeah. There'd always be an injury. Someone would have to get helped off the track.
IQ Crew says, "Who's the boss versus Charles in Charge?"
Okay,
I'm sure it could have been. Can you imagine
Lonnie Anderson?
This one?
Yeah, the Lonnie late. Anderson.
Yep. Can you imagine this one? Can you imagine the parties that went on? Like, can you imagine all of a sudden? Okay, the day we're done. Imagine that night, whatever hotel they were at. Oh, who's imagine they start coming down the elevator? There's Farrah.
Yep.
Yeah, with Lee Majors.
Lee Majors.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. There's Fonzie.
Bayo.
Look at Bayo.
Just dominating over here.
So far, my famous line maybe of ever the show, look at Bayo.
Bill, what was the headline again today?
Just keep going.
Battle of the Stars. It's like it's from Mars.
And that is Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday, sponsored by
It's Gone.
Diner
it's
Contract.
Gone. It's gone. Why?
Hour two.
Why, God,
next.
Why?
Question about the AP Top 10 next, early break in the ticket.
You're listening to Early Break with Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush. Sponsored by Sand Hills Global on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Don't let an outdated garage door define your home. Revamp your home's appearance with a new Ideal Garage Door. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free Garage Door Designer. Hurry in and save big money on your next project. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.